For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Today I want to talk about the eminent domain ruling from the Supreme Court and the drug war. The Supreme Court last Thursday ruled that local governments may seize people's homes and businesses, even against their will, for private economic development. The case pitted the city of New London, Connecticut, against homeowner Suzette Kilo and six other families who were trying to keep the municipality from condemning their homes for use as part of a redevelopment project centered around a $270 million global research facility built by the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. This is an unbelievable decision, but it's what's been happening to us disguised as asset forfeiture and carried out under the drug war for years. To me, this is a classic example of, I told you, if they take away my rights, they will eventually take away yours. And I would like to encourage all drug policy reformers and others who care about this issue to seize this opportunity and point out the parallels. I also find it really ironic that Pfizer will get the land in the New London, Connecticut case, because if you, regular citizen, have drugs in your house, the government can come and take your house, your kids, and put you in jail for those drugs. However, if a multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical giant wants your property so they can make drugs there, they're now in the clear to take it. And if the Bush administration gets their way, the government can forcibly drug your children. This world has gone absolutely mad. This is Loretta Nall reporting for the U.S. Marijuana Party. Until next time, y'all be safe and stay out of jail.
I understand some folks are wanting to build the Lost Liberties Hotel at Supreme Court Justice Souter's homestead and install the Just Desserts Cafe as well. I think it's apropos. Drug prohibition. 90 years of success lead us to this day. Our children pick up the phone and drugs are delivered within the hour because that's how we like it. Overdose deaths, preventable by a phone call, are assured by paranoia. Yes, we are number one. Violent drug gangs are the scourge of our continent. We insist that their jobs pay so very well. Terrorists turn flowers into million-dollar bankrolls to buy bigger weapons to kill us. So each year, we give them $500 billion to make it so. We are the champions of the world. Try to picture the drug war as a freight train, more than 9 miles long, cars 10 feet wide, 63 feet long, and 15 feet high, filled with $100 bills, 4,400,000 cubic feet of $100 bills, more than 1,100 tons of Sweet Benjamins, more than $11 trillion frittered away on this drug war. But, hell, I guess everybody loves trains. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.